Time domain measurements of heart rate variability. Section 1. Understanding time domain measurements in HRV analysis. Time domain measurements represent our fundamental approach to quantifying heart rate variability. These measurements examine the amount of variability in measurements of the interbeat interval, IBI, which represents the time period between successive heartbeats. To understand time domain measurements, imagine capturing the precise moment between each heartbeat, specifically focusing on the RR interval, the time between adjacent R spikes in the cardiac electrical signal. Time domain measurements are crucial because they provide a direct, mathematically straightforward way to assess how heart rhythms vary over time. Unlike frequency domain measurements, which analyze the distribution of signal power across different frequency bands, time domain indices give us immediate insight into the heart's adaptability and autonomic nervous system function. The process begins with detecting the first heartbeat, then calculating the first IBI in milliseconds after detecting the second beat. This continues throughout the measurement period, creating a detailed record of how the heart's rhythm varies from moment to moment. These measurements become particularly meaningful when we consider that normal heart rate variability values only apply when clients breathe at average rates, typically 12 to 14 breaths per minute. The beauty of time domain measurements lies in their ability to capture both short-term variations, which often reflect respiratory influences and parasympathetic nervous system activity, and longer-term variations that might indicate circadian rhythms or other regulatory processes. This dual capability makes them invaluable for both quick clinical assessments and longer-term monitoring. Section 2. SDNN and SDRR, core metrics in HRV analysis. The standard deviation of normal-to-normal intervals, SDNN, stands as our gold standard in HRV measurement, particularly when recorded over 24 hours. This metric provides a comprehensive view of how the heart responds to various physiological and environmental challenges. SDNN specifically measures the standard deviation of interbeat intervals of normal sinus beats, carefully excluding abnormal beats and artifacts that might skew the results. What makes the SDNN particularly valuable is its ability to reflect both sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system influences. In short-term recordings of 5 minutes or less, SDNN primarily captures parasympathetically mediated respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, especially during slow-paced breathing protocols. However, in 24-hour recordings, it provides a much broader picture, incorporating low-frequency band power and total power variations. The clinical significance of the SDNN cannot be overstated. In 24-hour monitoring, SDNN values serve as powerful predictors of both morbidity and mortality. The medical community has established clear risk categories. Values below 50 milliseconds indicate unhealthy conditions. 50 to 100 milliseconds suggest compromised health, and measurements above 100 milliseconds reflect healthy heart function. Research has shown that heart attack survivors with SDNN values over 100 milliseconds demonstrated a 5.3 times lower mortality risk during follow-up compared to those with values under 50 milliseconds. The SDRR, while similar to the SDNN, includes all sinus beats, including abnormal ones. This inclusion makes it particularly useful for detecting cardiac dysfunction, though it can also capture noise that masquerades as HRV. Like the SDNN, the SDRR becomes more reliable over longer recording periods as it captures a broader range of physiological responses and environmental interactions. Section 3. STAN and SDNN Index. Long-term variability measures. The standard deviation of average NN intervals, STAN, represents a sophisticated approach to analyzing longer-term variations in heart rate. By examining the standard deviation of 5-minute segment averages throughout a 24-hour recording, the STAN provides insight into how heart rate patterns change across different activities and times of day. This metric estimates heart rate changes produced by cycles longer than 5 minutes, making it particularly valuable for understanding circadian rhythms and other long-term regulatory processes. The SDNN index, SDNNI, takes a complementary approach, calculating the mean of standard deviations for each 5-minute segment in a 24-hour recording. This results in 288 discrete measurements that, when averaged, provide a detailed picture of short-term variability patterns. The SDNNI specifically measures autonomic influences on HRV and shows strong correlations with very low frequency, VLF, power over 24-hour periods. Both measures require careful interpretation. STAN often correlates strongly with the SDNN, leading some researchers to consider it redundant. However, its specific focus on longer-term variations can provide unique insights, particularly when examining minimum heart rate patterns. The SDNNI, meanwhile, offers valuable information about autonomic nervous system function within shorter time frames. Section 4. NN50 and PNN50, short-term variability indicators. The NN50 and PNN50 measurements provide crucial insights into short-term heart rate variability patterns, with particular emphasis on parasympathetic nervous system activity. The NN50 counts the number of adjacent NN intervals that differ by more than 50 milliseconds, while the PNN50 expresses this same information as a percentage. These metrics require surprisingly little data to produce meaningful results, while traditional measurements often require 5-minute samples. Researchers have validated ultra-short-term, UST, periods as brief as 10 seconds for PNN50 calculations. The clinical value of these measurements lies in their strong correlation with parasympathetic nervous system activity. The PNN50 shows particularly robust connections with respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, and high-frequency power components of HRV. However, it's worth noting that the root mean square of successive differences, RMSSD, typically provides superior assessment of RSA, especially in older subjects. This limitation has led most researchers to prefer RMSSD over PNN50. Despite this preference, PNN50 maintains significant clinical utility, especially during biofeedback sessions. Its values are often more reliable than short-term SDNN measurements, making it particularly valuable for brief clinical assessments. The metric's sensitivity to short-term variations makes it an excellent tool for monitoring immediate autonomic nervous system responses to interventions or environmental changes. Section 5. HR Max HR Min, Clinical Applications and Limitations. The HR Max HR Min measurement stands out for its intuitive appeal and direct clinical applicability. This metric calculates the average difference between the highest and lowest heart rates during each respiratory cycle, providing an immediately understandable visualization of heart rate variability. For clinicians working with clients, this measure offers a concrete way to demonstrate HRV concepts. While other metrics might seem abstract, clients can easily grasp the concept of a wave's height from peak to trough. The values observed through the HR Max HR Min can be quite dramatic, particularly in younger or more physically fit individuals. Dutch researchers have reported values in the 30 to 40 beats per minute range for clients in their teens and 20s during slow-paced breathing protocols. Elite athletes might demonstrate even more impressive ranges, reaching differences of up to 50 beats per minute between their highest and lowest heart rates during each breath cycle. However, this measure comes with important caveats. It is highly susceptible to breathing rate effects, independent of vagal nerve traffic. Rather than directly indexing vagal tone, it primarily reflects respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA. Longer exhalations allow greater acetylcholine metabolism, which can produce higher RSA amplitudes without necessarily indicating changes in vagal firing. This makes the measure particularly useful in paced breathing protocols, but requires careful interpretation in other contexts. Section 6. RMSSD, the premier short-term HRV metric. The root mean square of successive differences, RMSSD, has emerged as the premier metric for short-term HRV assessment. This sophisticated measurement is obtained by first calculating each subsequent time difference between adjacent inter-beat intervals in milliseconds, then squaring each value, averaging the results, and finally taking the square root of the total. This mathematical process creates a robust measure of rapid beat-to-beat variance in heart rate. The RMSSD excels in estimating vagal activity compared to SDNN and is now conceptualized as vagally mediated HRV, VMHRV. Its resistance to outliers and artifacts makes it particularly reliable in clinical settings. Recent research has even demonstrated its potential as a prognostic tool. a novel ratio combining short-term RMSSD and C-reactive protein, has shown promise in predicting survival rates for both cancer patients and the general population. The metric's versatility extends to various recording periods. While the conventional standard remains 5 minutes, researchers have validated ultra-short-term periods ranging from 10 to 60 seconds. This flexibility, combined with its robust correlation with high-frequency power components, has led to widespread adoption in consumer applications, including major health tracking platforms. Section 7. HRV Triangular Index and TINN Geometric Approaches. The HRV Triangular Index, HTI, and the Triangular Interpolation of NN Interval Histogram, TINN, represent sophisticated geometric approaches to HRV analysis. The HTI calculates the integral of the RR interval histogram's density divided by its height, while the TINN measures the baseline width of the NN interval histogram. These geometric measures provide unique insights into heart rhythm patterns that complement traditional time domain measurements. These metrics have demonstrated particular value in clinical applications. The HTI and RMSSD together create a powerful diagnostic tool for distinguishing between normal heart rhythms and arrhythmias. Research has established specific thresholds. When the HTI less than or equal to 20.42 and the RMSSD less than or equal to 0.068, the heart rhythm typically indicates normal function. The HTI has also shown independent predictive power for mortality in patients with atrial fibrillation. While traditionally based on 24-hour recordings, recent research suggests shorter measurement periods may be sufficient. Studies indicate that 5-minute epochs might adequately represent these metrics, and some researchers have validated ultra-short-term periods as brief as 120 seconds for HTI calculations. Section 8. Time domain HRV measurements. Different windows into cardiac variability. An ancient parable tells of blind sages attempting to understand an elephant by touch. One, feeling the trunk, declared it was like a snake. Another, touching the leg, insisted it was like a tree. A third, feeling the ear, claimed it was like a fan. Each sage correctly described the part they examined, yet none grasped the complete picture. This parable perfectly illustrates how different time domain HRV measurements can seem to tell contradictory stories about the same heart rhythm while actually revealing different aspects of a complex physiological system. Consider how the SDNN serves as our broadest measure, examining the whole elephant of heart rate variability over 24 hours. It captures both sympathetic and parasympathetic influences, providing a comprehensive view of cardiac regulation. Meanwhile, the RMSSD examines the metaphorical trunk, focusing on rapid beat-to-beat changes that primarily reflect vagal tone. HR max HR min measures the swing between extremes during breathing cycles, much like examining the sweep of the elephant's tail. At the same time, the PNN50 reveals significant beat-to-beat differences, much like feeling the texture of an elephant's ear. The STAN investigates longer-term stability patterns, much as feeling the elephant's leg reveals its structural support. These measurements often tell different stories because they're quantifying distinct aspects of the same physiological phenomenon. A patient may exhibit reduced overall variability, as indicated by their SDNN, while maintaining normal beat-to-beat regulation as measured by the RMSSD. During paced breathing, the same patient might demonstrate excellent respiratory coupling through HR max HR min measurements. Rather than indicating contradictions, these findings paint a nuanced picture of cardiovascular regulation. Think of these various metrics as instruments in an orchestra. A violin alone can play beautiful music, but it cannot replicate the richness of a full symphony. Similarly, while individual HRV measurements provide valuable insights, the full picture of cardiovascular health emerges only when multiple metrics are considered together. The SDNN excels in 24-hour assessments but becomes less reliable in brief measurements, whereas the RMSSD provides a reliable assessment of short-term vagal tone. It's like choosing between a microscope and a telescope. The choice depends on what you want to observe. In clinical practice, various scenarios require different metrics. When assessing mortality risk, 24-hour SDNN provides crucial prognostic information. For immediate assessment of vagal tone, the RMSSD provides more relevant insights. During biofeedback training, HR Max HR Min provides intuitive visual feedback that clients can easily grasp. For detecting arrhythmias, combining the HTI with the RMSSD yields the most reliable results. The key to effective HRV assessment lies in understanding these complementary relationships. When measurements appear to disagree, we must remember the elephant parable. Each metric touches a different aspect of heart rate variability, and only by combining these perspectives can we truly understand the complex dance of cardiac regulation. Success comes not from choosing the best metric, but from understanding how each measure contributes to our overall understanding of cardiovascular health. This comprehensive approach, considering multiple metrics while understanding their individual strengths and limitations, enables clinicians to make more informed decisions about patient care and treatment strategies. Just as the blind sages needed to share their observations to understand the whole elephant, clinicians need to integrate multiple HRV measurements to grasp the full picture of cardiac function. This integration allows for more nuanced and effective clinical assessments, ultimately leading to better patient outcomes. Through this lens, we see that apparent disagreements between measurements often reveal important insights about different aspects of autonomic function. Rather than viewing such differences as contradictions, we should understand them as complementary perspectives that together create a complete picture of cardiovascular health. This understanding transforms our approach from seeking a single best measure to appreciating the unique contribution of each metric in our clinical toolbox. Section 9. Misconceptions and clinical applications. Understanding common misconceptions in HRV measurement is crucial for accurate clinical application. One fundamental error involves treating short-term and 24-hour measurements as interchangeable. Brief recording periods typically underestimate HRV by missing longer-term variations, including circadian influences and environmental adaptations. This can lead to serious misinterpretations, particularly when applying risk stratification criteria developed for 24-hour recordings to short-term measurements. Another frequent misunderstanding involves comparing measurements taken under different breathing conditions. Slow-paced breathing protocols significantly affect HRV patterns, making it inappropriate to interpret their results using resting norms. Similarly, ultra-short-term measurements, while convenient, require careful interpretation due to their increased vulnerability to artifacts and limited data points. Section 10, Conclusion. Heart rate variability analysis through time domain measurements provides invaluable insights into autonomic nervous system function and overall health status. Each metric we've discussed offers unique advantages and limitations, forming a comprehensive toolkit for clinical assessment. From the gold standard SDNN to the intuitive HR Max HR Min, these measurements allow clinicians to evaluate cardiovascular health from multiple perspectives. The key to successful application lies in understanding not just how to calculate these metrics, but when and how to use them appropriately. Long-term recordings provide the most complete picture of cardiovascular health, while shorter measurements offer practical utility in clinical settings. The emergence of ultra-short-term measurements presents new opportunities for quick assessments, though these must be interpreted within their limitations. As we advance in this field, the integration of multiple HRV metrics, combined with careful consideration of measurement conditions and patient characteristics, provides the most comprehensive approach to cardiovascular assessment and monitoring. This understanding empowers clinicians to make more informed decisions about patient care and treatment strategies.